I was born Freeman Street, 1914.
February 1910 I was born.
Because I was born 1923, you
see. Right.
I was born in 1930 at Wells, in a place called Luggy Yard.
I was working down the High Street then.
Luggy, where I lived exactly, Luggy Yard, was where the Ark Royal goes through now. And yes. If I say where I was born, I could say that I was born on the steps of the Ark Royal.
Wonderful.
I remember when I was a little girl, well, all of us, all my school friends, we used to go down, right down to the beach with no shoes on.
The rain never came, never rained. It was always good weather.
Well, you see, we never had cars. They were all horse and cart, you see.
Gosh.
No, there weren't no cars in them days.
I can remember the allotment very well as well. Because that was where the football fields are now, and nearly every shed was at a half wooden boat, which was the old boats which used to deteriorate and were no more good, and the men used to cut them half in half and use them as sheds for the allotment. And that's where most of the mackerel and I think a lot of the fish, and that's probably why the green grass is there on the football field today.
Yeah, then we used to get these great big tyres off these lorries. And we used to go top of the glebe, and if we paid a halfpenny or a farthing, we could have a ride, each of us, down the hill. We used to land up, you know, at Mrs. Hunt's on the cave.
Oh, really?
You
yes,
know.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I never thought about that.
And I can remember me and Kenny Doyle going to school together, both on the very same day, and we found it odd that when afternoon came, after lunch, that the teacher said we had to all lay down on beds and go to sleep, and they had all little cots.
Quite pleasant, really.
And when we all laid down and went to sleep, I don't think they do that nowadays.
Some years ago, do you remember?
Yes.
I never did like my school days. There was four of us, four children, and Mother and Dad said, well, they could do the bedrooms then, you see, naturally then. We were growing up, where we used the landings as a bedroom when we were little, but when you get teenagers, you can't do that.
No, I don't know.
And then my mother started doing summer lettings in that to help her a bit in those days. And not like they do now, that was bed, breakfast, packed lunch to go to the beach, and meal, because my mother was a cook before she was married, and she was a lovely cook. And then she used to have a meal at night, you see. We used to have the same people come year after year.
Well, the war came along and everybody had any ground, grass, they had to plow it up and plant potatoes. Mm-hmm. And us school children used to walk the potatoes around the tennis courts, which absolutely tore me up to bits, looking for Colorado beetles. And if we ever found one, the council would give us £10 because there was a plague. We never had one in the 4 years that they had potatoes. Served them right.
Also, next door has lived a Mr. Perkins. You all know the local historian, Mr. Geoffrey Perkins. Well, his father had a small transport business, and he made me a little train out of an old oil can and a trolley, and they used to run me up and down the yard. Being the youngest one of the family, my brother used to take great delight in sort of shooting me from one end to the other.
Had some laughs over the years.
Yeah. But on a Saturday, I always went to my sister-in-law, I was never invited, that was a very nice thing. I always went there Tuesdays and Saturdays.
And we saw this great car coming up the hill, and everybody said, that's the Queen. Yeah. The old Queen, there wasn't. Yeah. That's the Queen. Well, we all stood on there, all the children. And so then say it come up the hill and round to the park. They was going to Holcombe Hall for the day. But that, as I say, they were lovely times. We used to get an old rope tied on the lampposts, because they had gas in, you see. And we used to skip night times, you know. We used to all run in. The mothers used to come out and they used to have a little jump.
My late boss, Mr. Sherwood, we had our gents' shoe department there, and the ladies and children higher up. So if I had a man come in there and form around, I had to go out and go down there. I had another person, but I never minded because they were the happiest years of my life there. Oh, he was a marvellous boss.
My dad used to work at Flint's, you see.
And,
yes, and Harvison was lovely, you know. We'd go along there and all have a stick and hit the rabbits what you saw, you know. And then they used to put them on a... Well, my brother Tom, because he was a shepherd, you see. Yeah. for Flint. And from the time he left school, he was 14, till, well, he turned till he retired. And he used to get these rabbits, and then he used to hold them all, and then he used to stick them on a long broom. And me and Muriel, she used to walk one end and I the other, and we used to go around and hawk all these for a penny and, you know, tuppence and threepence, these rabbits. Lovely rabbits, I can see them now. Yeah. Yes, there you are. They were hard times, you know. Yes. Mm. That's all really I can tell you.